Yes?
Yeah, I mean, is this the radio station?
Yeah.
Is it part of a UN mission in South Sudan?
Yes, you're speaking to Mike Dulin Joseph from Radio Miraya. It is under UNMISS in South Sudan.
Ah, okay.
I'm speaking to Dr. Nan Tian, the acting director, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So I've seen the communication and I read a bit about the research. So we would start the interview right away. Can you give us a brief background about the research that you have conducted?
Yeah, so you know, part of the work that CIPRI does is that we track, monitor developments in global military spending. So this is done by looking at over 150 countries around the world, getting data, official primary source from governments, their budget documents that they provide either through the Ministry of Finance or the Ministry of Defense on how much each country spends on the military. And of course, tabulating that together to provide a global, regional, and country-specific picture on developments and how much money countries are investing in their militaries year on year.
So what was the findings about South Sudan military spending?
Yeah, so South Sudan's military spending we analyzed as that it's the second highest increase in 2023 in the whole world, of all countries in the world. South Sudan's military spending was the second highest. It rose by 78% compared to 2022. And our estimates put South Sudan's figure at about $1.1 billion in 2023.
I'm so curious to know, how did you manage to get this data? How did you...
Yes. So, you know, we use the official primary sources from the from the government. So as part of their Ministry of Finance and Planning for the Republic of South Sudan, they have their approved financial budget for the fiscal year 2023-2024. And in there, they provide actually spending on what they call national security, and also what they have Ministry of Defense. And in there, they provide how much they've spent in 2022 and how much they have budgeted for and they will spend in 2023. So all of this is actually publicly available information.
Okay. And to your opinion as a researcher, what would be a reason for such high increase from year to year?
So, you know, I think in the case of South Sudan, we track this to be very specific to, I think, two main problems. One is, you know, the spillover effects from the war in Sudan, the civil war in Sudan, that the security spillover from that civil conflict has spread to neighboring countries. And South Sudan is one of those that have reacted to, you know, increasing its troop activities along the borders. That's one. I think the second is kind of really the ongoing insecurities within the country. There's been a lot of border skirmishes, specifically, I think, in the region on the border between Sudan and South Sudan of, I hope I get the pronunciation right, it's Abyei.
Yes, it is Abyei.
Where there's been a lot of clashes between, you know, the South Sudanese armed forces and non-state or like groups, armed groups. And so it's a way of providing essentially security to the country. There's been a lot of activity there. And so I think it's very much those two factors that have really pushed the South Sudanese government to increase the allocation to the military.
I'm just wondering, Dr. Nan, because South Sudan is already under armed embargo, and then how come, how and from where South Sudan is getting this big amount of military equipment every year?
So I'll start by, clarifying that our military spending data includes more than just spending on equipment, because there's essentially salaries and wages, pensions for the armed forces. There's money on the operations and maintenance of the armed forces, the use of goods and services, and so the military construction. So the procurement or the buying of weapons is only one small part of total military spending. And of course, you're completely right in that South Sudan is under an arms embargo. And actually, looking at the numbers, we see that there has been no substantial increase in spending on weapons, buying of weapons. That all of the increase that we have observed in the last years, the 78% increase in South Sudanese military spending, that came from wages, salaries, payment of to like military operations. And so this very much aligns with our reasoning that, given the tensions, the border tensions between South Sudan and Sudan, from the spillover of the Sudanese civil war and the violence that, of BAE, that is very much the, where the money has gone to is paying for more troop activity, troop patrols, military engagement that have occurred along the border, and that reflects in the numbers.
Okay, I'm so much still interested in the area of if they are purchasing any military equipments. Have your research captured any data on that area specifically?
Yes, so we have seen that in 2023, there actually has been no delivery of major weapons, because we track the delivery of major weapons around the world, transfers, export, import, and we have not found any data to say that South Sudan has imported any weapons in 2023. We see data for 2022, where South Sudan imported some armored personnel carriers from the United Arab Emirates in 2022. So that's the information that we have on hand, and but nothing for 2023.
Yes, Dr. Nan, we have seen that South Sudan have gone through a very long civil war. And unfortunately, after the independence of South Sudan, the focus have changed from maybe the building of the country to focus more on the military and security things. What is your advice or your message to the international community leaders and even the people of South Sudan, including the government, over the spendings?
Yes. So, I think from what we have seen in our report, not just on South Sudan, but we look at, of course, the whole of sub-Saharan Africa and the world, is that there is a very strong linkage between conflict, insecurity, and military spending. And it's important that we essentially look into the root causes of conflict. Without conflict, there would be no need to have such high levels of military spending. The idea that spending, military spending reacts to the insecurity, and so it's important to not only find ways to end ongoing conflicts, but of course to prevent future conflicts, work on post-conflict reconstruction, post-conflict peace building. Is very important, and understanding, the root causes of that and building on the mechanisms to sustain peace would be a long-term way to reduce military spending. And I would just to say that, as resources are allocated to non-military, to that decreases military spending, there's the room where this money can be used for more social spending, such as promoting healthcare, building infrastructure, improving the developmental opportunities of South Sudan to the benefit, of course, of to the South Sudanese people.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nantian. Unless if there is other
Thank
things
you.
that you would like to add.
No, I think it was great. We covered some of the you know, the key points. So, I think we can leave it at that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.